This is a recast of the 3300-word piece, Sikkit's Scientific Computing Simplified, from GPT-5. Let's listen in.
This article is all about Sikkits, which are collections of scientific toolkits based on the Python programming language. They play a vital role in data science and extend the functionality of core libraries like NumPy and SciPy by providing specialized functions and algorithms in numerous scientific and technical areas.
The importance of Sikkits in data science cannot be overstated. They allow researchers to manipulate and analyze data effectively, leading to deeper insights and innovative solutions for complex problems. For instance, Scikit-learn, a prominent library for machine learning, has revolutionized the way data scientists develop and train models.
Another example is Scikit-image, which has transformed the field of computer-aided image processing by providing an extensive collection of algorithms and tools. Now let's take a look at the structure of the article.
The article aims to give a comprehensive overview of the world of Scikits. It starts with the basics and history of Scikits and their role in the ecosystem of scientific Python programming. It then delves deeper into specific toolkits, such as Scikit-learn for machine learning and Scikit-image for image processing, showcasing their diversity and strength. The article also discusses practical use cases, challenges, and future developments in the field.
Now let's explore the basics. Scikits is short for scientific toolkits. They are software libraries specifically developed for application in data science and scientific computing. They built on powerful foundations of Python libraries like NumPy and SciPy and extend them with specialized functions and algorithms.
SciPy and NumPy form the bedrock of scientific programming in Python and provide the base on which Scikits are built. Scikits utilize these foundations to build upon their robust, efficient core and provide specialized tools for specific scientific applications.
There's an array of different Scikits tailored to specific applications or problem areas. For instance, Scikit-learn focuses on machine learning, providing simple and efficient tools for data mining and data analysis.
Indeed, there are other important ones like Scikit-image that specializes in algorithms for image processing or Scikit-signal that provides tools for signal processing among others.
Now let's dive deeper into Scikit-learn. It's a leading library for machine learning in Python. With its variety of easy-to-use algorithms for classification, regression, clustering, and dimension reduction, it's become a favorite among data scientists looking for efficient solutions in machine learning.
Installation is simple via Python package managers like pip. Once installed, it can be imported into Python projects easily. It's compatible with NumPy and SciPy, which simplifies the processing of numerical data and application of scientific computations.
The article then discusses basic concepts like features, the data points used for prediction or classification, labels, the output variables or results that the model should predict, and models, a mathematical representation of how features are related to labels. It then delves into crucial models and algorithms used in supervised learning, as well as unsupervised learning.
Scikit-learn also provides extensive support for model selection and cross-validation, crucial steps in the machine learning process. This allows for careful evaluation and optimization of models, reducing the likelihood of overfitting and improving prediction accuracy on new data.
In a similar fashion, the article also discusses Scikit-image that provides a wide range of algorithms and tools for analyzing and editing images. It's particularly useful in fields like medical image analysis, biometrics, robotics, and many other scientific disciplines where images play a central role.
Scikit-image offers a variety of basic image processing functions like image filtering, morphological operations, edge detection, segmentation, and feature extraction.
The article also offers practical use cases and applications of these toolkits in various industries and research fields. For instance, in finance, Scikit-learn is used to develop risk management models to evaluate credit risks, detect fraud, and conduct market segmentation.
Not just that. In the field of robotics and autonomous vehicles, image processing is used to give robots the ability to see. Here's where Scikit-image plays a crucial role in developing algorithms for object recognition, tracking, and real-time interaction.
But despite their extensive capabilities, the use of Scikits in data science does pose some challenges. Scalability and performance issues can arise with the exponential growth of datasets, plus seamless integration with other advanced technologies like GPU acceleration. Distributed systems or cloud services requires continuous efforts.
However, the future of Scikit seems promising. There's an ongoing effort to integrate new algorithms that leverage the latest advancements in machine learning and image processing. Furthermore, initiatives to enhance community collaboration are constantly promoting development and improvement of these libraries.
Finally, for those looking to further their skills with SickKits, the article provides a great list of resources that cover advanced techniques and best practices.
It mentions books such as Python Data Science Handbook by Jake Vanderplas and Hands-on Machine Learning with SickKit-Learn, Keras, and TensorFlow by Aurelien Geron. Other resources listed include online courses on Coursera EDX, DataCamp, as well as official documentation on SickKit, Learn, and SickKit Image websites.
That's it for today.